Okay, today we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Maisos, and today we're learning Parakei, Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav. So now we're going to talk about stuff that doesn't grow in Eretz Yisrael proper, stuff that grows in Surya, which is part of the area of Aram that David HaMelech was Kovesh, and they're considered to be like Eretz Yisrael with regard to some halachos, and not like Eretz Yisrael with regard to other halachos. So the halach is on a Drabbanan level, anything that grows in Surya is chayv in Shumas HaMaisros, but if it's grown by a non-Jew in Surya, then it's not chayv in Shumas HaMaisros. So what happens if you buy produce in Surya while it's still growing in the field? Halakech stei yarek b'Surya. If you buy a vegetable patch in Surya from a non-Jew, so the halacha is, it depends who the owner is at when it reaches the point of growth, that becomes chayv in Maisros. Im atchel balonas HaMaisros, if the Jew buys the field before it reaches the chiv of Maisos, so chayiv, then it's going to be chayiv in Maisos, because by the time it becomes, it matures to the point that it's chayiv in Maisos, the Jew is the owner of it. But if by the time you bought it, it had already reached that maturation process of being chayiv in Maisos, so by the time you bought it, it was already past that point, then pater, then since the non-Jew owned it at the time that it became chayiv in Maisos, you're pater, velokit kedarko, and then you could just harvest the vegetables normally, and that's not a problem. I mean, you could let the vegetables continue to grow and harvest them whenever you want, even though they're going to continue to grow after you become the owner, because you have no chiv of Maisros. So even though it's growing further, you have no chiv to do anything about that, but you have to do the harvesting yourself. You can't hire workers to do the harvesting for you, because they were afraid that if you hire workers, people might get confused and assume that even the produce that you purchase just before it reached the onus of Maisros is going to be pater from Maisros as well. So you just got to do it all yourself, because you're the only one that won't get confused. You'll know why there's no chiv of Maisros. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Yiskor Poelim V'Yilkot. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you're allowed to do it, you could hire workers to do it as well. He's not concerned that the workers are going to get confused between the stuff that grew before, that you purchased before it reached an onus of Maisros, and the stuff that you purchased afterwards. Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Leil says, you know, I disagree with the Tanakhama also, but for a different reason, on a totally different point. Even if the vegetable is owned by a Jew at when it becomes chayv in Maisros, it could still be potter. Bamed varmamurim, when do we say that vegetables that you bought before they reached onus of Maisros are going to be chayiv bizman shekona karka? That's only if not only you bought the vegetables, but you bought the land along with it. Aval bizman shelo kona karka, but if you didn't buy any of the land along with the vegetables, so im ad shelo bali onus of Maisros, then even if you bought it before the vegetables matured to the point of being bonus and maestros, then pater, you're still going to be pater, because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the fact that the vegetable grew in land belonging to a non-Jew in Surya, even if you owned the vegetables themselves, but you didn't own that land, it's not going to be chayiv in maestros. And then the next Tana disagrees with another part of what the Tanakhama said, because the Tanakhama said that if the vegetables are owned by a non-Jew when they reach the onus of maestros, so even whatever grows afterwards is going to be pater from Maisros, meaning you don't have to worry about it at all. Rabbi Omer, af lefi cheshbon. Rabbi says, no. Even if you bought the vegetables after they've already reached onus HaMaisros, so they belong to a non-Jew at the point of onus HaMaisros, but then you allow them to grow further, you do need to be mafresh Maisros on that which grew further and that which continued to grow. So the Mishnah had quoted a shita of the Tanakhama, and then we had three subsequent Tanoim that each disagreed with some element of what the Tanakhama had said. Now Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah is going to talk about the chiv of being mafresh maestros from temed. Temed is if you have like a wine sediment, like again the dregs of the wine, and you just soak it in water, so it like flavors the water, a wine flavor. So the sediment obviously does that because it has a little bit of wine trapped in the dregs, and that little bit of wine gets released into the water and flavors the water. So mechaber hamatamed v'nasan mayim bamida. If you make this temed drink and you pour a particular measure of water onto this wine sediment and you let it soak in the sediment, umatsu kedemi daso. And then when your petel is ready, you know, your wine drink is ready, your wine flavored drink is ready, you find that it's the exact exact same shear, it's the exact same amount as the water that you poured in. So you poured in, 2 gallons of water, and you have 2 gallons of temed that's produced. So pater, then the temed is not chayiv in maisos because the liquid didn't increase in volume from the wine sediment. So obviously, if the wine sediment didn't do anything in terms of the volume, so it's just water, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv in maisos. And the truth is, even if it increases a little bit of the volume, it's still considered water. The temed is considered wine and chayiv maisos only if the liquid increased by 25%. So if you put in 3 measures of water and now you have 4 measures of temed, so that's a 25% increase. Then we treat it. Then we obviously that full 25% increase is all wine. So the Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says no. There's something else that you have to take into account, and that is that the sediment, not only does the water absorb some of the wine and draw some of the wine out of the sediment, but the sediment absorbs some of the water also. So things are going in both directions. So there's a replacement over here. So Rabbi Yehuda says that even if, let's say, it only increased by half a measure, it's still going to be chayiv, because in the case the temed actually, meaning if you started, let's say, with two. Let's say with 3 measures of water, and now you have 3.5 measures of water. Three gallons of water. Now you have 3.5 gallons of water. It's not that you have 3 gallons of water and 0.5 gallon of wine. More likely, you have 2.5 gallons of water and 1 gallon of wine, because some of that water got absorbed in the temed, and therefore the rest of the difference is in the mixture that you have in front of you now. So matzi yosal kedemi daso. So what if you have enough of a volume increase to make the temed be considered wine that's chayiv in maisros? So you only really need to be mafresh maisros for the increase, because the rest of it is just water. So motzi lev makom acher. So in order to do that, you should be mafresh maisros from somewhere else. Find other wine and be mafresh lefi cheshbon to cover this as well. Lefi cheshbon, based on the proportion that you have. So you don't have to be mafresh maisros from the entire temed that you have in front of you. Just find other wine that you need to be mafresh from anyway, and include in that cheshbon the amount of the increase of volume that you have here in front of you. So to quickly summarize what we did today, so Mishnah Hay, as we said, had a sheet of a Tanakama and 3 other Tanaim that each disagreed with a different part of what the Tanakama said. So Mishnah Hay spoke about if you buy produce from a field in Syria that belonged to a non-Jew, so it's part from Maestros, but if you had already bought it before it became Chayiv in Maestros, then you have to be Mafresh Maestros. If you bought it after it's the onus of maestros, you will not have to be mafresh maestros no matter how much further it grows. So we had 3 tanaim that disagreed on different parts. Rabbi Yehuda said that not only are you allowed to pick it yourself if you bought it after it was higiel onus of maestros, you're even allowed to hire workers to pick it for you. Then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the second tana that disagreed, and he said that vegetables that you buy before the onus of maisos are only chayiv maisos if you bought the land along with the vegetables. But if the non-Jew still owns the land, then even if you bought it early, it's not going to be chayiv maisos. And Rebbe said that even if you bought it after it became chayiv maisos, you and you let it continue to grow, you're at least going to have to be mafresh maisos on the further growth of those vegetables. And then in Mishnah Vav, we learned that if you make temed, so if you have the exact same amount of yield of temed as the water that you put into it, so it's not going to be chayiv maisos. But if there's a 25% increase, then it is going to be chayiv maisos. And then Rabbi Yehuda had said you also have to take into account when you're cheshbonning how much the increase is, that a lot of the water probably got absorbed in the temed as well. And when you are mafresh those maisos, the best way to do it is to be mafresh from other wine as opposed to being mafresh from the temed itself. Okay, we'll stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will finish the Masechta Be'ez Hashem with the last 2 Mishnayos of Perek Hei.